Welcome to Section 9, where we talk about IT and information security. I'm Damian Hall.
And I'm Dorothy.
And today we're going to answer a question. Are security solutions 100% perfect? And of course, the answer to that question is a big fat no. No solution is 100% perfect. But I think a lot of people put their eggs into the AI basket, or they think that somehow these different security solutions are going to save them.
What brought this up?
So there is a video on YouTube that I ran into, and John Hammond is the person that runs the YouTube channel, and he's supposed to be able to do lots of things in security. He has lots of videos. It's supposed to be pretty good. I just found out about him, so I haven't had a chance to watch his other videos, but I watched about 10 minutes of this video, and it's pretty awesome. And he got to interview Eddie Bobritsky, the CEO of Minerva Labs. And the title of the video is Prevention First, an Approach to Cybersecurity with Minerva Labs. Now, Minerva Labs has an EDR solution. That's their thing, endpoint detection and response. So they're heavy on the detection side. That's what they do for a living. They're making detection software or solutions. It's supposed to be pretty good. Now, in the 10 minutes that I saw, the CEO talks about ransomware. And he uses this little example to drive home a point. And he says, we have ransomware, and you have these large organizations with their fancy detection solutions, and they're getting ransomware. And one of the things he's kind of pointing out here is that, one, we still have ransomware, and two, their detection software or their solution that they have is kind of catching things a bit late. And the other thing he kind of points out, and he kind of drives this home, is that by the time you detect, it's already too late because the malware is in there. The ransomware is already executed. Stuff is being encrypted. And so his big thing is you also need to have prevention. That has to be part of your overall security program. You can't just do detection because, by the time you detect something, it's already on your box, right? I mean, you're detecting the evidence of something bad happening within your organization. So you have to have prevention as part of the whole package deal because you want to prevent these things from happening in the first place. Now, for me, detection is one of those things that I find tricky because it's really hard to do and hard to do well. And so the other thing that he kind of points out is that when you're trying to do detection, you have to have a human being there that understands how the system works. Because if you don't have somebody who understands how the system works, the solution is not going to function the way you expect it to. Like, you're not really going to get good detection if the person sitting in front of that solution doesn't know what they're doing. So that's a big deal because I oftentimes, especially for people who are not in the world of security, maybe haven't been in IT for too long, they put their eggs in the AI basket. AI is going to save me, right? It's so fancy, complicated, and wowing that it's going to catch everything.
You mean AV?
No, I'm talking about artificial intelligence.
Oh, okay.
Because artificial intelligence is part of some of the AV solutions, the detection solutions, and while those things are awesome, they're not perfect. And how do we know they're not perfect? Because we have ransomware. We have hackers getting in. And if the AI in your AV was awesome and 100% perfect, it would catch it all and stop it all. But it doesn't do that. And on the detection side, same thing. It's not perfect. It's not going to detect everything. And as we talked about last episode when we were talking about our Sysmon installation, there's a lot of moving parts to that. There's a lot of things that the human being has to do in the engineering of the detection solution. The prevention side for us is patching, two-factor authentication, and application allow listing. I was able to do that. Without much work, I was able to do that. So prevention's in place. What happened to our detection? It's going to be a long process for us to figure out how to get Sysmon logging done with some form of log analysis, because Sysmon by itself doesn't do it. You need to have some sort of log analysis. And we're looking at Wazaa to help us with that. We're going to tie that into our Windows 10 systems. We're going to tie that into Sysmon. So it has its own little black box of things it does, plus Sysmon. And we're hoping that that's going to work for us. But there's a lot of moving parts to that. So when I see people try to oversimplify security, I think they oversimplify it in the wrong way. I think for us, the simplification is we have prevention in place. And we have the kind of prevention in place that works. How do we know it works? The experts are telling us that these are the things you're going to do in order to make it harder for an attacker to get in. They're not perfect. There are ways around things like two-factor authentication. There are ways around application allow listing. However, it's really hard to try to bypass application allow listing, because if your malware is going to be downloaded into the downloads folder and our application allow listing says you can't run applications from that location, what do you do? How do you get it out of that and into a different location? That's hard to do. So, you know, even for the experts, it's hard to get their stuff in because these things work. Now, the thing that I find interesting about Minerva Labs, and I've heard this before, is that they're one of the few organizations that will do what the CEO just did. He's basically saying that detection by itself sucks because you're detecting evil already happening within your organization. But he's also saying that there are issues with detection solutions themselves in that they're not perfect, right? You can't just have all this data coming in from the solution, because you have to be able to do something with the data. And unfortunately, you have a lot of people who are put into the analysis position of analyzing the data. They don't know enough, right? I mean, I don't know enough. So how do you, right? And the other side of that that I kind of take out of this is that whatever fancy AI might be in the box, he's saying that you need a human being to go along with it.
Well, you know, it's like, and I know you remember watching that documentary about the artificial intelligence that beat the famous Go player. It's the same thing. It had to have the human factor in and make a mistake before it could actually figure out how to overcome that mistake. So, you know, that artificial intelligence cannot predict the human factor. It has to experience it first. And maybe when they do that, they let the malware in, you know, and then once that it sees that's what it's going to do, then it would be able to kind of adjust and, you know, figure out how not to let that happen again. But I think the human factor is kind of unpredictable, and an artificial intelligence is not human.
Well, the AI is really good, but the AI is not perfect. It's not one of these things that can think of all the solutions or all the issues or all the whatevers and detect everything. It's just not there yet.
No, but what I was saying is that in order for them to come up with that kind of a solution, they have to experience it before. Can't make it up.
Well, let's not worry about how the AI functions. The important thing that we have to pick out of this at this level, right, we're just doing an overview. And the overview is designed to help us understand what works in security and what doesn't, and how we should think about our overall security program or the things that we're going to do for prevention, detection, and making our organization safer. Because the whole point of security is to reduce overall risk, right? And I think you're doing a bit of a disservice to your organization by assuming that AI is perfect. And that's all we need to know for now. How does AI work? It's way above our heads. And so if all you get out of this is that AI and these fancy solutions don't work as well as you might think, that's it. You begin to take that into your planning process and you say to yourself, okay, as I plan for my security, I can't rely on just AV. It's not enough. I can't rely on detection. It's not enough. And so, you know, what we've done with our prevention is we have two-factor patching, application allow listing. We also have Windows Defender for AV, and we don't log in as administrators. That's huge. And we're not putting our eggs into one basket. And I did have somebody who was not really an IT person say, well, isn't our AV going to catch it all? No, it doesn't, right? So there are people out there who don't understand how these things work. And so in their planning process, they're assuming that they're safe because they don't know any better. And when you're doing detection, that's a whole different situation. And assuming that you're going to get all the whatnots to be able to detect the bad person getting into your environment, that's really hard to do. And AI in that solution is not going to help you. It's not going to work, right? One other example that I thought was kind of interesting is that one of my SANS courses, it was the last one that I took live. I went to the actual course. The instructor, at the end of the course, you have this capture the flag situation where you got to hack in. You form teams. Your team has to hack into these different boxes. You get the flags, get more information about things, and then you get the answer to win the whatever. The instructor said that one of his students in a previous class asked if they could bring in their fancy box that they had for hacking. You know, work had bought this thing, cost them a bunch of money, really expensive, and it was supposed to hack into things. So the instructor said, oh, sure, bring it in. Let's see this thing. I'd like to see what this thing looks like. The guy sets it up, turns it on, runs it. And I think the instructor said it captured like one or two flags and then stopped. That was it. It was the end of it. And the guy was super upset because they had spent all his money on this thing and it didn't do what it was supposed to be able to do. And that's the thing, the solutions that you see out there, they're not perfect. And you can't rely on them as being 100% effective. So when I look at our particular overall security process that we're working on, it's better than nothing at all. And our prevention is going to make it so hard for most attackers to get in that they're just probably going to go somewhere else. I mean, you really have to know what you're doing to bypass things like application allow listing, even if we're using things by directory. But there's another thing that I remember hearing. This is from John Strand. I took one of, when I was taking his courses, he would talk about different stories and things like that. And one of the things he kind of pointed out is that when they go in to do risk assessments or security assessments, and they try to break into things, one of the things that they're assessing is whether or not the organization can detect them as they're trying to get in. And there are times when they'll do things that are super noisy. And what I mean by that is there's lots of evidence of evil happening, right? And if your organization has the right things in place, Sysmon, some sort of detection solution like Wazaa or Splunk or something else, you should be able to pick up on these things. And a lot of times these organizations, they detect nothing. And not only do they not detect anything, they end up not understanding what happened. And they think, oh, well, I need to write a signature for that. So the next time John comes, I'll detect John. Well, yeah, you might detect John, who may never come back, but what about all the other stuff that you're missing? And that's the point, is that there is no silver bullet to any of this stuff. It's hard. And what I've come to learn, partly because of this video and some of the other training I've had, is that there's lots of things out there that have prevented me from creating this process, that have prevented me from taking that step of doing things like two-factor patching, application allow listing, for various reasons. And we'll talk about that in future episodes. But do them. And just know that these things are really, really good. They will make your organization way more secure than not having them because they're really hard to bypass, but they're not perfect.
Well, it's good that, we no longer put it off and we do that. And it's kind of refreshing to see the CEO of a company that focuses on detection understand the value of prevention and making sure that, making the point of that security is not one thing alone. It's a bunch of things. It's a bunch of layers, and it's a bunch of different things because this evil is pretty evil, and it could cost you know, your company could make you bankrupt. You could do a lot of things. So it can't just be one answer to all of the protection thing.
Yeah. And so if we summarize here, just understand that there is no such thing as a silver bullet in security. It just doesn't exist. None of these solutions are perfect. And I think what's also interesting is that you have a lot of companies out there who will try to sell you the perfect solution. Our software will catch all the things. No, it won't. And what's interesting here is that you have Minerva Labs, which is a company that sells detection software, actually kind of saying detection isn't perfect. And no amount of whatever sauce we put into the box is going to make it better. You also have to have a human being who understands how the stuff works to make the complete package. And even then, you may miss a few things. That's going to happen. And so you have to build a security solution or a security program around all the flaws in these different things. There's flaws in AV, there's flaws in detection, there's flaws in this awesome sauce that somebody's trying to sell you. They all have flaws. They're not perfect. So that layered defense in depth kind of approach to things and knowing that there are flaws in these things as you build your security program, that's the way to look at this stuff. And that's how we're going to try to approach this. And that's also why I think a lot of the things I tried to do in the past never worked because I thought, oh, it's got to be perfect, 100%. Well, that doesn't exist. And so I think I feel way, way better about the things we've done so far because it's way better than nothing at all, which is kind of what we had before. Any last minute thoughts?
Well, you know, I think one of the things about the human factor is you can have a good detection solution. But if the human doesn't see, I mean, you know, okay, detect it. If the human doesn't take an action, then what's the point, you know?
Exactly. There's so many moving parts to incident response. Is essentially what we're talking about here is that you detect, you respond, and there's so much that goes into that. So if you haven't watched this video, I'll have links in the show notes to this. Please watch it. I'm going to try to watch the rest of it. I think it's like an hour long. That's why I only watched 10 minutes of it because I didn't have time to watch the whole thing at the time. But again, it's an awesome interview. Watch that because you're going to learn a lot from that.
And also, we're not affiliated with any of the people that we mentioned today. We just happened to look at the material and find value in it. And we like to share it with our listeners.
Yeah, but I think that's it for now. If you have any comments or questions, you can send us an email at support@section9.us. If you want to take a look at our show notes, they'll be on our website. And if you haven't subscribed to our podcast, please do so. And thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening.